neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We are aware of the authority of who manages the world. How do we do this? We say twice, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. Hagera brings the first mitzvah that the bar mitzvah boy observes. What mitzvah is it? The first mitzvah. No, it's not the tefillin. He can put on tefillin when he's 9 years old, according to Sephardim, but the tefillin he puts on the next day. The first mitzvah that the bar mitzvah boy observes is Shema Yisrael, because his 12-year age ends, and then the first thing that he observes is a night of the 13-year-old, that he says Shema Yisrael. Because we start from the night.
Night.
Yeah. So the night that he becomes 13, the first mitzvah that he observes is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And very interesting that our Gemara, the Oral Torah, the first Mishnah that we have, Meimatai Korin Et Shema. That our Oral Torah, Torah Shebe'al Peh, starts with Shema.
What's the difference between the other Shema that he said before the
mitzvah? No, that's not a mitzvah. When he becomes 13, he has to do all the mitzvot. So the first mitzvah that he observes is Shema Yisrael. Because his 12-year-old age finishes and it starts with the night after 13. So at the night of 13, he says Shema Yisrael. So from here we see that how the Shema is important. So the background of the Shema, as it says, Shema Yisrael. So what does it mean, Shema Yisrael? So we go back, Parshat Vayechi. The Midrash says, when Yahweh Alav Shalom wanted to bless his children, so he had doubts. So that's why we see that Shekhinah departed from him, because he wanted to reveal to him when the Mashiach comes. So then, when the Shekhinah left him, so he felt that maybe his children, they're not behaving, they're not doing the right thing. So they responded, Shema Yisrael. Yisrael goes back to Yaakov Avinu. So the children, they're telling their father, no, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Midrash explains, Shema Yisrael, not Am Yisrael, but Yaakov Avinu. And then Yaakov Avinu responded, oh, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. So this is the background of this mitzvah. So we see in Parshat Vayetchanan, this mitzvah became a mandatory mitzvah. Who said it? Moshe. So first, we go back to Yaakov and his children, and then we see that Moshe Abraham Shalom repeated this mitzvah as a mandatory mitzvah. So now, when we say Shema, what do we have in mind? Shema. What do we have in mind?
To understand
and?
He's the one.
And accept. No. No, that's for the end of the pasuk. Beginning. Shema means? Qabel and Laavin. That means Paziroftan and? Qabul Kardan and Tafahom. Good? No. If you don't have this in mind, the mitzvah is not observed. Good? Shema doesn't mean to hear. I mean translate it to hear. But you have to have in mind, I accept and I understand. Good? Yeah. So now the question that is asked, if Shema means to accept, so you should say, Qabel Israel! As in the Shema Israel. If the Shema, when I say Shema, you have to have in mind, I'm accepting. So just say, Qabel! You have to Qabel Israel! Qibbelu Israel! It's very interesting. In Persian, they say Kabul Shod. What does it mean? It's a Paskyad, no?
Yes, Paskyad.
Why they take this word? It's Hebrew. Kabel means to receive. So that means you're only able to pass when you receive completely. So that's why they say Kabul. So now the question that is asked, why instead of using the term that to accept, we use the term that is to
listen.
To hear, right? So they say accept. So why do I announce to hear and I should have in mind to accept? Why?
Because accepting is not really understanding.
Accepting is not understanding? No, the other way around. If you don't listen, so that means you're not ready to accept. No?
Exactly, yes. That means you're ignoring if you don't listen.
Okay. So now when he says to hear, and I have to have the mind to accept. But why?
Because when you hear, you digest it actually.
When you hear?
Yeah, you're digesting it.
How many people that you know, they hear and they do?
One person.
There's a difference between hearing and listening.
Okay.
Hearing means just goes in.
Right.
Listening, you're hearing and you're comprehending.
And, no, we're not discussing hearing and listening. We're discussing why the term of accepting is being replaced by hearing or listening. Because when I say Shema, I have to accept. So say accept. Why are you telling me to hear? And then I have to have in mind to accept.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo ni shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.